Praise the Lord, my lords, the mightiest, mightiest, most dreadful and most glorious prophets of the Lord, please.
The time now is probably 2:03, 2:04 East African time. And very, very powerful moment, blessed people, the prophecies of the Lord. The prophecies of the Lord Yahweh himself are being fulfilled in the eyes of this generation. And among the prophecies that have been fulfilled, a myriad, non-stop, throughout, this particular prophecy of the Lord touching on Israel is absolutely very, very significant, extremely significant, blessed people. And that's why this is a very, very powerful time. Very, very important time, blessed people, this hour that we are in. You can tell the significance of the prophecy, this prophecy that is shaking Israel, this prophecy of the war, this nuclear war, fighting over the nuclear capabilities, the Iran nuclear war. Iran wants nuclear war. Iran wants to get a nuclear weapon. This Iran, Israel, Iran nuclear war, the prophecy has run from 2005, when the Lord just afflicted us onto the landscape like this, the church landscape, the earth here. Then immediately the prophecy was given in Mbeya, Tanzania, even before we began the revival in Kenya. Mbeya, Tanzania. In that time, we're traveling with Mzelema, that was Tanzania Assemblies of God, across the different cities of Tanzania. So when we arrived in Mbeya, when we arrived in Dodoma, then there was a big prophecy that night in Dodoma, when the Lord Almighty, in the dream, he showed me God the Holy Spirit descending from heaven like a super glorious white dove. God the Holy Spirit descending from heaven like a super glorious white dove. And he was descending vertically down, coming vertically down, flapping his wings, descending vertically, directly down like this. Heaven opened and he started descending, coming down vertically. But when I looked at his feet, his legs, they were holding a white, super glorious cup. Like your normal cups for tea, the tea cup, the white ones, even with a handle. He was holding a super glorious white cup, coming, his feet holding as he's descending from heaven. That is a significant vision, blessed people. And for those who are sending a lot of messages here, please hold it. I know every time I come live on air, and then you rain your text messages here. Can you just hold it a moment? I'll come back to you. We will serve you after this. And so, descending directly from heaven, vertically, with wings, lowering, coming down like this. When I looked at his feet, holding a super glorious white cup, like your normal tea cup, white. And then, that is now in Dodoma, the night before the conference. And then, when he arrived about almost less than a kilometer, about a kilometer or so from the earth, from the surface, he stopped there and he made me see that that cup was full. And using his legs, he tilted the cup and poured it on the earth like this. And then after that, with the same cup, going up vertically again and disappeared. Very serious, blessed people. And then, you see, you can imagine the cup of the wrath of God is full. Then God pours it on the earth. And then the next day we're in Mbeya, Tanzania, with another conference, still with Mzelema, Tanzania. of Tanzania Assemblies of God. Reaching there is where now the Lord shows me this war that is taking place, the Israel-Iran war, the nuclear war. The nuclear facility at the foot of the mountain and is detonated. I know they're about to demolish it. And I said it's Natanz. They blow up the fire. It blows up the nuclear material. It blows up, you know. So you see from Dodoma, the Holy Spirit lowers the cup of the wrath of God, which is full, pours it on the earth. And then from there, Tanzania, then now he shows me this war that Israel is going to attack together with the USA and blow up the nuclear power station at the foot of the mountain. That's Natanz. And that's about to take place. And the fire, the flame I've been describing that comes from there is historic. Very serious, blessed people. Very, very serious. And today, the escalation, every day there are things, the firepower of Iran has surged dramatically now. The U.S. says, you know, every day there's something new happening. Evacuations, you see, from the Middle East, you know, the Iran until today is still attacking. It's still attacking the Gulf nations. And they said they are attacking U.S. interests, U.S. bases, military bases, and U.S. Embassies and so forth. In Qatar, in UAE, in Oman, all these places, Bahrain. And you see the British evacuating their people from the Gulf nations yesterday. I think the flight took off from Oman or something. Their people had to drive up to the border to Oman and cross over. And even as the plane is taking off, the fighter jets, the British fighter jets are escorting the plane so that if any missile comes or any drone, they can shoot it down. You can tell Iran would really want to shoot down a plane carrying people going to Britain or those countries. We are told the flights to the U.S. cannot go. Those ones cannot go because those ones, when they just attempt to lift up like this, Iran would want to bring it down, to shoot them down. So the flights to the U.S. cannot go, cannot take off yet from those countries, the Gulf countries, Dubai, from Qatar, because that is a target of Iran. That if Americans would be lifted off like this, they would want to shoot it down, to bring them down. Very serious moment. Now, the reason I'm calling is because in one of the meetings I had with the Israeli ambassador in Brasilia, At the parliament, we had a meeting at the parliament. I was invited there, and he was also invited to give a talk there. And before the meeting, the deputy speaker of the parliament gave us a chamber where I could meet the ambassador and tell him what the Lord is saying. Gaza war was raging at that time. And I remember when I was, this is a very powerful role that the Brazilian parliament has played, to connect the prophet of Israel to the leaders of Israel. And so in that meeting, I remember telling him that I said, can you tell the Mossad to go and find out this for me? Because I've seen in the dream, the spiritual leader of Iran, the late Ayatollah Khomeini, I've seen him being called by some specialists. They are IT people who are designing missiles. They called him to a screen to see. And I was telling the ambassador, check for me this. Make sure you check this. Because when I see the dream, when he's coming to see the screen, the big screen, they show him how they have designed one missile that when they shoot like this, it divides into many pieces. It goes as one missile, but divides in many pieces and can hit many aircrafts. Can hit many aircrafts. That time, aircrafts are on the... from the aircraft carriers that the U.S. has there. I said, can you go? And even now, as I speak, is right now on BBC on the screen. That's why I am calling. Yesterday, for the first time, they shot that missile. And when you shoot it, it comes out with other missiles. In front there, it now blows other missiles. Even now, I'm watching it right now on the screen on BBC. One missile that when they shoot, when it reaches near the target, it shoots many other missiles from it. And I met the ambassador. And I told him, can you check for me this? The Lord has shown me that they have called the spiritual leader to one of the screens, those people, the IT people, the missile people. And I've seen them call Al Khomeini. And they're showing him that, look, when we shoot one like this, it will shoot, it will go as one missile, but later it will burst and become many missiles spreading different targets, different direction, hitting many aircrafts. In fact, that time they were talking about the aircraft carrier of the U.S. In that Gulf. And now you see it in your news. Today, for the first time, they shot one missile yesterday night. And that missile, everybody's now talking about it. The whole world is talking about it. All the military community. Look, they're even showing it right now again on BBC. They're repeating it. One missile that breaks out into many other missiles. Hmm? Many other missiles.
These sorts of missiles being used because they can spread over a wide area if those are not intercepted very quickly by Israeli air defenses. Of course, that has potential to cause a lot of damage, a lot of casualties over a wide area. We're not hearing about that on this occasion, but that really caught people's attention. That was the last of the missiles that was launched towards Israel late yesterday. And so those pictures were very dramatic that people, you know, caught even on their mobile phones, showing those bomblets lighting up the night sky.
Very serious, blessed people. Very serious. The whole world is now worried. One missile and emitting many bomblets in front there, hitting many targets. But this is the state of the affair. Very serious. Until now, Gulf states continue to face aerial assault from Iran. Very, very serious. I met the ambassador. I met him, the deputy speaker of the parliament in Brasilia. He gave us a special chamber. So I met the ambassador. We left everybody out, all the security out, met him alone, one-on-one. And I told him, go find out for me. Can you use your secret service, your intelligence service, the Mossad, find out. The Lord has revealed to me that there is a missile they are manufacturing. When they shoot it, when it's about to reach the target, it blows up into different bomblets, different, many, many, many missiles. So it can even overwhelm the air defense system. And today, it's right here. They used it yesterday. The Messiah is coming. Thank you.